Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Brick, you and Chara walk around the toilet block and you arrive at the emu pen. The emus don't seem to hate you the same way they hate Harley.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you have a bunch for it.
You removed their obstacle last time. If anything, they'd like you.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of just milling around going. Chara seems like shy. She seems like now it's just the two of you. She doesn't even like really know what to say.
So Chara, how's camp been so far?
Yeah, pretty good, I'd say. Like normally this camp, like, you know, it's not the best camp in the world. Like it's pretty cheap and there's the emu farm and
yeah,
the food's
and we're looking at the emus. I'm like, yeah, I really wish there was somewhere nicer I could walk you to, but unfortunately. Well,
I mean, it's like nice to see like the emus and see what they're doing or whatever. But yeah. Camp's, what about you? Is you and Holly is nice? Like you and Holly.
What about me and Holly?
Do you ever, like Holly said you didn't, but like I just like, have you ever, are you like, you're not a,
what?
Like you've never like, been, like you're not like going, you've never gone steady or nothing?
No. Like if, this is confusing, Chara, because if we were going steady.
No, like I mean like in the, like in the past, because like you're just like really close. And so like,
no, we're just close.
Okay. And like snots, like you, I'm not saying have you ever been going steady with snots, but like you are friends with him?
Chara, let me tell you the story about snots. And I guess it's a cautionary tale for all of us. So one day, so me and snots,
yeah.
we grew up next door neighbors.
Sure.
Back then he used to be known as Scott.
Oh, I see.
And
something
then
changed.
And then when we were 11, so 3 years ago.
Right.
We used to just like go hang out at the milk bar, you know, ride our bikes, cause
yeah,
a bit of trouble.
Yeah, nice, of course.
You know, like people in the neighborhood used to just refer to us as, you know, like the kids on bikes.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
We're just like heading to the local corner store. Used to just like flip through like music magazines, you know, not really sure. Like, you know, just like
yeah,
hanging
like,
out.
I know,
just
I get
kids.
It. Like just hanging out. I did
maybe
that with my
scrunch,
friends too.
Scrunch up some like.
Yeah, like buy some pop or whatever.
Yeah. And then one day we decided to meet up slightly later. It was about 6:30.
Right.
Rather than like I had been coming from school where Snots had the day off.
Right. Okay.
He'd been sick in the morning. I think he had just faked it so that he could
have a day off. Sure. Yeah.
And we're meeting up at the corner store. And that night there is a lady that lives on our street. Her name is Sharon.
Right. Okay.
She's a bit older than us. Like she's probably like 25, so you know,
yeah, okay.
Old.
Yeah, like an old lady.
Old,
yeah.
Yeah. And Scott rode his bike past her house, and Sharon had made a mistake.
A fatal error.
I don't think will ever realize she's done, but she was getting dressed, changed for the night out after work.
Yeah.
And she'd removed her bra.
Oh, no.
And Scott, as he described it to me, through her open window, caught a glimpse of, I don't know how to say this, her full tit and nipple.
Oh, wow. Sure.
And
he's just never been the same since?
He's never been the same. Like,
and he was like a nice boy before seeing
it? Yeah, well-behaved. The breathing and the sweat seems to be a direct correlation.
Yeah, wow.
Unfortunately, I think he saw a tit and a nipple too early and it's fucked him up.
It really seems like it. He's like a really troubled boy.
I don't mean to be crass, Chara, but I am very, very concerned that he may accidentally see a pussy at some point and it might kill him.
We just got to hope that never happens.
I like laugh. I'm like, yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, he's at no risk at the moment.
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely. He's not, I mean, like, I assume you know this, but he's not popular.
I had noticed, yeah.
or liked.
also noticed that, Shara. Have you heard many people talking? Like, what's, like, because, like, most of the time at camp, you know, me and Holly would usually just, like, lay low, but I feel like we've made quite the entrance this year.
Yeah, you two are, yeah, really going all out this year.
Feels good. Like, it just feels like it's been earned, like,
well, I mean,
summer
yeah.
of 60, 86. Just, I feel like it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, well, you've done, like, you know, like, there's been some big pranks, like, the previous years, but this well, what pranks have you actually done this year?
Well, we haven't really been able to pull anything off yet.
Oh, okay.
We did sneak off from archery before.
Yeah, that's not really much of a prank.
We discovered a military base, which is...
Yeah, McGurdy military base.
Yeah. So I guess in previous years, I just had not paid any attention.
Yeah, they talk about that. It's in the brochure.
I think what happened over the last year is that I went from being very stupid to what I am now. I think...
I guess
is growing up.
I guess so.
Anyway, like, Shara, enough about me and Holly. Like, yeah, tell me a bit about you. It's like I feel like this year, like, since I just swapped rooms, like, the moment
we connected, what was that? Like, it's just like, we just, like, looked at each other and, like, you just told me, Mort's not going to be in this cabin. And, like, from that moment on, like, I just, like, I don't know, I've started to look at you differently, I suppose.
Yeah, like, I mean... I guess this year I'm just, like, taking command, just doing what needs to be done.
In any other situation except a summer romance, saying that would have ruined any chances. But that somehow works.
I'm also 14, remember?
Yeah. You're taking command.
No, just, like, I don't know. Like, I was just, like, thinking about you and Holly, and, like, if you had been stuck
thinking about
with
me and Holly,
your room.
Oh,
your
right,
room.
Of course.
Thinking about you and Holly and Mort.
Yeah.
And more was on, but, like, yeah, and I was like, I need to do something about this.
Well, yeah, hey, I really appreciate
anyway,
it.
Anyway, enough about me. Like, what's happening with you? How are you?
Like, yeah, I'm having a good time. Like, I think there's, like, a bit of, like, you know, you said earlier, like, oh, Wendy and Roger, like, are you, you know, and, like, well, I mean, previous years, maybe not, but, like, there've been, like, there's this kind of weird tension in the group. Like, I don't know. Like, they're...
Guess this is truly just like a summer of romance.
Yeah, it seems like it. Seems like it. She like reaches out to hold your hand.
Yeah, I go for it.
One of the emus passes by. It's like eyeballing you. It doesn't seem like the one that it's got a tag. Doesn't seem
sure,
like
sure to commemorate this first date. I like a glance at her and see how she responded to that.
She's excited.
I think we should name one of the emus.
What if we let one of the emus out?
What? Oh my God, Shara! Yeah, now you are.
I've never done anything
Shara,
like I'm not like much of a Shara, troublemaker. But oh my
Shara,
God, like, what if we did? What if we did? She like gestures.
I did not know that you were a troublemaker.
You can see that there's like a lock. There's like, but it's not a very complicated lock. It's literally more like a latch further down the wooden fence.
Something that I have not revealed this entire time is that I do have a skateboard. So presumably I've been wearing a backpack this whole time.
Yeah, nice. With a skateboard in it.
Yeah, I forgot to. At any point, that could have been...
Well, you've not had many chances to skate, so...
Yeah, I mean, it is mostly dirt. I don't know why I brought it, but...
It's a classic 14-year-old thing to do, though. Like, maybe it's new, and you're like, people will look. People will know do skate.
I think it was just like, you know, if I'm, like, bored, I could just, like, sit on my bed and, like, have it resting on my legs and just spin the wheels with my hands.
People will think that's cool.
Very, very classic teenage boy thing to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's 14.
That's 14, baby.
The amount of... stuff that's boy brain is
oh
awesome.
Boy brain's
it's
rotten.
Sick. You can just you know what Cass is, you know it's just possible is just to sit on a couch or like lie on a couch and think about nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
A boy can like I can just lie on a couch, look at the ceiling, and just let time pass.
Basically into sort of nirvana rock.
Yeah. A boy can dream and a boy can
not
sit. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, all right, that luck, I reckon I have the perfect thing to open it, and I take off my backpack, pull out the skateboard.
Shara is so impressed. The fact that you have a skateboard is cool for her.
Forgot to mention that earlier. Yeah. Wink.
Oh my God. She nearly does the fucking head tilt back slam into table thing that Snots was doing earlier.
I'd be like, all right, I'm not sure how we're just going to get one out, but I think if we break this, but get ready, we're going to... Okay, so...
I didn't think about the fact that all the emus are going to go. Oh, no. All right. You're standing at the door. It's a very simple latch.
Yeah, and I'm about to as the skateboard's above my head,
yeah.
I'm about to bring it down on the latch to break open the lock.
Okay.
I guess my thoughts are like, I hope that emu that hates Holly does not find Holly.
Hunt her down. All right. Unfortunately, you try to bring it down, but the lock is just a little bit tough. And the skateboard, maybe as you bring it down, you realize that the skateboard is almost a little too weak. And if you properly bring it down, you might damage the skateboard. So
I'm going to use my luck point to try again.
No worries. Is it luck? Just a... You have... Oh, you only have one. That's right. Unfortunately.
Fuck!
This time you bring it down and it doesn't break the skateboard, but it scratches it.
Oh.
And previously, I imagine it was pristine. You having trouble there?
Yeah, that did not go to plan, but that's okay. My confidence is unshook. Shara, quick, is there any like big rocks around?
Well, like I think we can just, she leans in and just unlatches it.
Wasn't locked.
And she pulls it open and immediately a rush of emus start coming out. You can see the one that hates Holly with like its balding hat is leading the charge.
Oh no.
I grab Shara by like the waist and just pull her out of the way. So they pull her.
Yeah, yeah.
Another classic thing of me just moving someone out of the way.
It's your classic
this time,
move.
I've grabbed her by like around the waist and like pulled her so that.
Rather than Holly, where I feel like you
yes,
pull her by
into
the scruff or whatever. Yeah. You pull her into you as. So that emu, the one that hates Holly, goes past. Now, there are other emus coming.
Yep.
You could try and stop them. You could try and close the gate, or you could let the emus go.
So, because now Shara has her back to like pressed up against me. I kind of like lean forward so that my face is looking at her face. I'm like, and then I just say, one or all?
Oh. A stream of emus, oh my God, explodes out. And some of them head towards camp. Some of them, you in your cabin, Holly, here. Ah! And then a banging. I won't look at your bra, just let me in. As Morty is scared of the emus. And yeah, some emus go into camp. Most of them just disappear into the woods and the emu farm is empty. You also hear, because it's so loud, Holly. You probably don't. You're a bit too far away. Oh, jeez! As Jimmy barrels out of the administrative building and he tries to fucking... You can just hear him screaming. It's like incoherent rambling. Holly, what would you like to do?
I am going to stay in this room. I need to make sure my alibi is tight.
That's fair. Okay. You're just going to stay in the room? That's fine.
Well, Mort knows you're in there, so you do have an alibi.
I do.
What's your alibi? What? Okay, I should probably double check. What do you need an alibi for?
That I didn't do it, and hopefully that also clears you because we're always together.
Oh, yeah.
Clever.
Well, Mort knows you're in the room.
Yeah.
I'm on a date with Shara, who is not a troublemaker. Don't doubt you, yes. Or, you know.
She's just trying to impress you. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bad influence on people. Yeah. Okay. One or the other.
Well, I'll stuff the diary under my pillow, maybe in the pillowcase.
Yeah, no worries.
Smart.
And then I'll let Mort in, because otherwise he'll shit.
Get your whole bunch of emus outside. Somebody let them loose. Behind Mort, one of the emus, not the one that hates you, just reaches its head into the cabin, kind of looks around with his big, huge eyes, and then disappears out from behind him. My God!
I let Mort in and shut the door.
Who? Why? Do you know, is it a prank? He says.
Mort, I'm here.
Yeah, he sits down in his bed on, Chara's bed and just starts rubbing his temples. Wait, how you doing? You can hear just screaming outside.
Can we like peer out a window?
Yeah, you can look out a window. You see that Jimmy has like a rope and he's chasing the emus. There's probably around three emus inside the camp area, kind of like running around the big fire pit in the middle. Some of them are between the boys' cabins. You can see Jimmy is trying to catch one. One of them's the one that... No, sorry. You can't see the one that has no hair. The one that hates you. These all seem like emus that are currently ambivalent towards you.
Maybe
could change.
If I duck my head out, does it look like if I were to duck my head out the door or maybe the window that Jimmy would see me hiding?
Oh,
I want to make it known.
Yeah. He could see.
Maybe
look, he's pretty distracted, but if you yelled
to get his attention. What's happening?
Yeah, Jimmy turns to you. He's like, somebody let the damn emus out. I thought it was going to be you, but you're in your cabin. So that's okay. Is a Brick in there with you?
Brick's on a date.
Uh-huh. Where? With the emus? No, not a date with the emus. I didn't emu packing him in the back of the head. He maybe reaches up with one hand and grabs it around the neck just so that it stops biting him. Where's Brick?
with a girl.
Where? Yeah, great. That's who he's with. Where is he? Not who. Where?
Probably in a cabin.
Okay. All right. I know it's not you. The emu continues to pack him. He gets distracted, goes back to... Yeah, you don't know if he's believed you or not. You're just not sure. All right, yeah, he goes back. He grabs one emu. He gets a rope around another one as well. The third one is kind of just loose, but he can't be everywhere at once. Maybe you can see Peg and Monk are trying to get the other emu loose in the campground, and they start leading them back toward the emu farm. You can hear emus coming back.
Okay, so Shara?
Yeah?
I know this is new for you, but here's the plan. We got to run back towards the camp.
Okay.
You need to lead, hold my hand. So I'm running behind you.
All right.
Look scared. We don't know anything about this.
Okay.
People, I know that this is going to be a soft...
It's going to be pretty suspicious.
Well, no, we'll run like a semicircle.
Okay.
So that we're not coming directly from the emu farm. So run left and then circle.
Yeah, all right.
Around.
Okay.
And this will be a soft launch of me and you, you know, holding hands. But I hope that's okay.
God. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go. She starts running in a semicircle, and you kind of just miss as Jimmy and the other counselors arrive back and put... They've only managed to get two emus back of the, like, 15 that were there. They managed to get the two emus back in the emu farm. And you kind of, circumnavigate the camp and come in the other side looking scared.
Yeah.
You don't think... You just think in the chaos you made it past the counselors without anybody realizing.
Can I see?
Yeah, you can see them coming in kind of from where the administrative building is.
Get in the cabin. Get in the cabin. I said you were in a cabin.
There's a cabin near you. Cabin cabin one or cabin two? Boys cabin or girls cabin?
I think I got a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
How close is cabin spinach?
Cabin spinach is kind of back toward the toilet block.
Oh, so
you come in around one, and cabin spinach is probably around like five.
Too far away, too suspicious.
Cabin one or two. You don't know who's in these, though. These aren't people you really have met yet.
All right. Actually, no. Okay. Shara, do you know who's in cabin two?
She shakes her head.
You're friends with both of those girls, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm friends with most of the girls, yeah.
Okay. Just can you knock on the door? We'll go in there. Just be like, we're hiding from the emus. Like, they'll let us in.
Okay. She goes, hi, can we come in?
I'm like gesturing, more panicked.
Can we come in? There's emus everywhere. The cabin door opens and you go inside. So inside this cabin are twins, Becky and Paul are Atreides, and John Papadas.
Uh-huh.
You can see John and Becky were like in the process of like, there's some kind of smooching going on in here. It seems like you've interrupted something.
Sorry to interrupt. Nice to meet you, by the way. I'm Brick. They call me that because I was born heavy.
I know who you are, Brick, says Paula. Yeah, I know who you are, Brick, says John. Everybody knows who you are. You're a troublemaker.
Are
emus attacking people?
I interrupt that question with like, shockingly, it had nothing to do with the emus attacking all these people.
He goes up, John Papadas goes up and like looks at the, oh my God.
We didn't mean to interrupt. This is Shara.
Yeah, hi. They kind of know each other.
Okay.
Maybe looking out the window, you can see the last emu is brought back. The last emu in camp is brought back to the farm. There's no more emus in camp, but you know that like probably are over 10 emus have just disappeared into the Shawnee Forest.
Great idea. All right, guys, give me 1 second. I stick my head out the door. Hey, are the emus gone? This is crazy.
Jimmy's like, what? You are in a camp.
Yes.
I'm sorry for doubting you, Holly. So who let the emus loose?
We got attacked by them. We know they're not nice.
Somebody let the emus loose. Emu ain't got out by itself, he says.
Yet.
Well, this is the first time for everything, Jimmy. Is it safe to come out? We're children.
Well, I think most of the emus in the woods now. Safe in the campground, I'd say. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, unless the emus come back. But I'm going to send some of the counselors out to search the woods for the emus, and hopefully everything will be all right.
All right.
Gee whiz.
You should probably look into that, though.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Brick.
Holly.
Come here.
Okay.
All right, you leave.
Hey, Camp 2. Hey, everyone. I'm just going to This is crazy. I'm just going to go check in on Holly, make sure she's okay.
Okay. See you around.
Hey, Shara.
Yeah.
That was a lovely and very fun date.
Are you, at the moment you say date, Becky and Paula are like, woo! And John's like, woo! And then they kind of start talking about that. And you head over to Cabin Kitchen.
Is Shara like embarrassed the fact I said that?
No, she's just like, she's like, oh my God. Like,
and I'm like,
a date.
Guys, stop it.
The fact,
cool.
It seems like the fact that she went on a date is more impressive than who she went on a date with, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, oh my God, you're on a date. Not necessarily, oh my God, you're on a date with Brick Hickman, the boy who was born heavy. You arrive back at Camp Kick It, Cabin Kick It, sorry.
Cabin Kick It.
Cabin Kick It.
Okay, so Holly.
Mort's sort of sitting on a bed near the two of
Mort!
You. Yeah.
Shit. Sorry, I didn't see you there. You really blend into the very plain wallpaper.
Yeah.
You know what? Never mind. I'll tell you later. Mort,
you
what's
can
been
tell
happening?
Me while I'm here.
No, Mort, what's up? What's been, did you get attacked by any emus? That yeah, was fucked up.
Your emu came behind me, but it didn't attack me properly. So.
Mm. Mort, I've gotten Brick to come back here because I think it's time everyone goes back to their cabins.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, you could just say you don't want me here. That's fine.
Holly's going to get changed, Mort.
She got changed for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, now, and then I got interrupted.
So you're not finished changing?
No.
Mort, have you ever seen a bra? They're tricky.
They seem confusing.
Yeah.
When, like I was saying before, if I put on underwear, I just put my legs in and I'm done.
Hey, Mort, actually, if you could just go to Cabin Spinach and if you could just say two snorts purple.
Okay.
He'll understand.
He'll know what that means.
Just be like, Brick said he checked and purple.
I think he's still in the infirmary, but I'll go find you.
Yeah, go find him.
Okay, all right.
What's that?
I said, it's a long story. It's also made up. he'll understand and it'll keep him occupied for hours.
Yeah, Mortimer leaves. He heads out and into the camp properly and heads over to the administrative building.
Like,
the two of you are
so
alone.
Yeah, you're just like, what? What's that? I'm like, I could tell you, but it's one, a very long story. Two, not true. Three, I got way better and cooler things to say. The emus, you're not going to believe this, wasn't technically me.
What?
Technically. Well, it depends. I guess when you think about it, wasn't my idea and I didn't do it, but I was there.
Did Shara do that?
Shara has a troublemaker streak or an easily influenced streak. Haven't quite figured that out yet. Did also announce that we're dating. Don't know how I feel about that yet, but
it's happened.
Summer of love, baby.
They're getting back.
Both of those options are great.
I like that. That's sinister. Respect the cut of your jib.
I have a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
There are 10 emus loose. Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. All in the woods, allegedly. Also, I'm pretty sure when we rolled into camp, there was 7, so I don't know what has happened.
The amount of emus is fluctuating.
We were scared. We didn't count them properly.
Yeah.
If there are emus on the loose in the woods, then that means there are going to be emus on the loose in the military base because we did not close that hole.
Wow. Okay.
I wonder.
I'm hearing that counselors are going to have to chase after the emus.
Yeah.
Do you want to join them?
All right. Talk me through your plan, because
if we see emus in the military base, we'll have to check it out.
Okay. So we're going to pretend to be camp counselors.
We can just ask the camp counselors if we can go with them.
Holly, I hate to break this to you, but I think that we can ask Becca. Never mind. I was going to say we got a bad reputation, but I know just the person to give us permission.
As you're making this plan, there's a on your cabin door. Campers, this is Monk Davies.
I open the door. Yes, Monk?
Time for scavenger hunt. It's in the schedule.
Monk.
Yeah.
Where's the scavenger hunt taking
place? In the woods.
Isn't there... You're the wrong guy to ask.
Well, I know there's emus in the woods, but it's on a schedule.
Good to see you, Monk.
Yeah.
How long we got?
Well, all the campers are just heading out now.
Okay.
What do you mean, how long you got?
Well, I mean...
However long it takes, man.
Hell yeah, brother.
We didn't even need a plan.
Yeah.
This guy's saying go loose in the woods, which is what we were trying to figure out how we could do.
Is there a meeting spot, Monk, or is it just head to the woods and find shit?
He hands you over to, he hands you probably one between you, nature scavenger hunt of the things you need to find. Would you like to write these down, maybe on the back of your sheet?
Yeah.
Just in pencil at the end is emu.
Emu, military base.
Oh, emu, bring it back. So a bug, a flower, something surprising, a nest, animal
that
tracks.
Seems rude.
Animal tracks.
A pine cone.
Animal tracks.
Yeah. A worm.
Bug, flowers, a surprise, a net, animal tracks, pine cone.
A nest, not a net.
A nest.
A pine cone, fallen branch, worm.
Bug, flower, something surprising, nest, animal tracks, worm, fallen branch, pine cone.
First person to get them all and come back here wins a prize.
So, Monk, there's no meeting, there's no start place. We're not meeting at like
in the
a
middle
campfire.
Well, you start in the middle of camp.
So it starts like right
it's
now.
It's starting now.
Okay. Hey, Monk.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, I'm not in it.
Good luck. Okay. I shut the door.
You notice before he leaves that Monk has a Walkman attached to his pants, which is something you said that you were going to play Shara some music, but...
I mean, I did, and she asked if I had one. I did answer.
I think you're like, I'll see what I can do. But anyway, just letting you know Monk has a Walkman.
I open the door again. Monk.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your Walkman later?
For what?
Play a song to a girl?
Oh, yeah. He takes his Walkman off.
Oh, I don't need it right now. I'm going to go to the scavenger hunt. I'm going to come find you after the scavenger hunt.
Okay, good luck. He puts
Monk,
the Walkman back on.
You're
yeah.
a king.
Yeah. He leaves. He heads back out. You can see Peg Lively is on the other side of camp. She's talking to some other people in cabins, getting them ready for the scavenger hunt. And she, as Monk Davies gets out, she just like can't take her eyes off him as he walks into the administrative building. You think also maybe Monk was meant to visit more cabins.
Got distracted.
Got distracted and thinks his job's done.
A Walkman comment really threw him.
Threw him off and he's like, you're like, yeah. Anyway, so Monk heads back into his cabin. And the children are just streaming out into the woods after the emus.
Hey, Holly.
Yeah?
We got two options here. Do you want to go to the military base, further explore, maybe catch an emu? Alternatively... cause as much trouble as possible, scare a lot of kids, because we have, and I kick my bag out of the way and point to the milk crate under my bed, gorilla costumes.
I think we can do both.
All right.
So we're going to have to, because...
I've started to open up a gorilla costume.
Okay.
The gorilla costumes clearly are meant for an adult, so they're a bit floppy on you, but they still fit fine. They fit enough that it's okay. It just looks a bit loose.
Wait, I go through Shara's bag again. Do I find like hair ties? Can
yeah,
I tighten
absolutely.
It on the inside so they fit a bit better?
How are you doing that?
So all the loose fabric, tie it in like...
Bunch it together.
Bunch it together on the inside and the fur will hopefully cover a little puckered asshole I make out of the little fabric.
Let's make that a tinker tech roll.
We tinking?
Are we tinking?
We're tinking and teching.
I'm tinking. We tink.
It's 3-4.
3-4? All right.
Tinkin' we tinkin'.
You manage to tighten the gorilla costume on yourself. Brick, I'm imagining you're kind of like a bit...
As a 14-year-old that's pushing 15, I'm probably not that much smaller than an adult.
I'd say
adult.
It kind of fits all right on you.
Yeah.
Great. Are you dressing like gorillas before leaving your cabin, or what's the plan?
Well, we know they fit now. I have a backpack. I chuck that...
Oh, yeah. Can we just shove him in his backpack?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll leave this I'll be like... Goodbye, sweet skateboard. Give it a kiss and just roll it under the bed.
Awesome.
I look at you, Holly. What?
The two of you exit your cabin and you...
Shara, I'm going to be mad.
Just because everything is a joke to me doesn't mean that I can't love a thing.
The two of you head into the woods on your scavenger hunt. You see, somehow it's happened. You don't really know how. I guess it was because Snot and Mortimer were together because you'd sent him to tell...
Yeah.
So you can see that they have also got like a shared sheet with the scavenger hunt on it. And you can see a bunch of other pairs of kids. It seems like this is a thing people are doing in duos, roaming into the woods.
How's Snot's looking?
Snot's is looking excited. You know that Snot's is just thinking again and again and again, purple. Mm. Purple. Whoa.
Does he see me or do I just see him?
You just see him.
Okay, well, avoiding that situation, especially if I'm with either in pretty much anyone that I share a cabin with,
to be
honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's Shara up to, actually?
Shara, you
I'm
can
so
see...
I'm so bad at this work-life balance.
You can see Shara is holding hands with Wendy and is quite a bit off in the woods. Yeah.
Heart almost broke.
No. Just Wendy.
Okay. Where's Roger?
You know, you can't see Roger.
I don't know what he's up to. Oh, well. Boys' time. I get it.
Oh, while we're walking, I whispered to you what I read in the diary. I think Wendy likes Roger. And I tried to go through the book to see if I can find any hints. And maybe Roger likes Wendy. But he's being real weird about it. He's being so weird about it. I can't work it out.
He's just being chill. He's just chilling.
No, he put his arm around her at the movies.
Holly, I've put my arm around you before.
Yeah, but that's different.
Could be the same.
Yeah, but if it is the same, then why'd he make her a mixtape where half the songs were romantic?
Could just like bad music.
Brick hates romantic songs.
Well, yeah, I like fast songs and romantic songs are often slow. Fair.
Well, now I'm annoyed at Roger.
Look, Holly, I'm so sorry. Us boys, we have bad brains.
Got boy brain.
I wanted to tease her about it, but now I'd feel mean.
You.
Ha ha, Wendy. You like a boy who's mean to you.
See? I'm whispering.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
See? Perfect. You're so good at this.
Haha, Wendy, your bar's on the floor. Don't trip.
See? Holly, you're so good. I don't know why. What were you even worried about? I'm just good to go.
Flick it about. The sun is kind of getting close to setting. It's coming into like the late afternoon now. The shadows have become long.
I imagine I'm like looking up the sky. I just turn to Holly and I'm like, sun sets, we strike.
Everyone else will get bug bite. And we won't because we'll be in full gorilla suits.
That's the thing that bossed us. I'll be very upset.
Yeah. So you're just in the woods. The sun's kind of setting. It's getting into late afternoon.
I guess like I've also probably, we've discussed, be like, all right, so for maximum effectiveness, we need to be actively doing the scavenger hunt. So let's track down a couple of these things. Also, if we find bugs, that would be real good.
You gonna look for bugs?
Yeah. Well, surely. Okay. I reckon bug and flower.
Pretty easy.
And worm. We can pretty much smash those ones out. And pine cone.
You could argue worm is bug, really. If you wanted to.
Okay.
I want to overachieve in this one, actually. I want to do really well. I want to win the scavenger hunt.
Jackson.
In every way.
If I was like, hey, could you argue to me that a worm is a bug? Go.
I would say that anything that lives in the dirt basically is a bug. Like, if you I got a tub of bugs and it's like beetles and like worms, you'd be like, that's a tub of bugs.
No.
And bees and stuff.
Okay, so by your logic, Jackson, we could dig up a worm.
Snakes aren't bugs. Possums aren't bugs. Yeah.
We could dig up a worm, put it on the ground, watch it crawl a bit, chop it in half, pick it up, and say we've crossed off a bug, animal tracks, a worm, and something surprising.
You could make a case for it, I think. Okay.
I don't want to. I'm feeling competitive. I want to win.
No.
Let's go. Can I get your investigate mind, each of you? Is that going to be 3 and nothing?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Tits and a fat nut.
Yep, tits and a fat nut.
Brick, I'm going to say in a tree stump you find there's like an ant nest within the tree stump, and there's like a kind of thick blanket of ants moving from the stump to like into the hole and around the tree stump.
Do I have like a jar or something? I mean, I'm assuming we have some stuff at the scavenger.
They've given you nothing.
Are we meant to bring these things back?
No, there's actually a place on the thing for you to just tick.
Oh, okay.
Tick.
So we took off bug.
Mm-hmm.
Surely, okay, I look around. Can I see a flower?
Yeah, absolutely. There's like nice daisies growing at the base of a lot of these trees.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we've surely seen a fallen branch, even though I can't recall seeing one. I just tick it.
Yeah, fair enough. You tick it.
Did we see a fallen branch though?
You probably would have.
Yeah. Well, okay. Can we look around? Can I like put some fists through some dirt and see if I can catch a worm?
Sure. You dig into the, it's you just kind of like squat down and dig near the anthill. And after enough time digging, I'm going to say like a couple of minutes, you find a little pink wiggle and worm in the kind of loamy soil.
Okay, that's half of them.
All right, so Ollie, I know you're in the mood to achieve. so did you want to finish a scavenger hunt, or is it, you know, and I like kind of gesture to my backpack, gorilla mode time?
I think we can do both.
What's next? What's next for you to find?
What if... Okay. Ollie, we need to find animal tracks. And gorilla is an animal.
Okay, we start getting into our gorilla costumes.
Okay, yeah, I'd say you change into your gorilla costumes. You're now... These are like quite cheap feeling gorilla costumes.
Yeah.
You know, you got like a kind of rubber mask
for
the head.
Then.
Yeah, throw them out. Kind of rubber hands and feet, and then the rest is a kind of like sort of scratchy fur. But you're standing in gorilla costumes. The sun's getting quite low now. I'd say that it's almost coming on our evening.
Well, that is something surprising. I tick off something surprising off the list.
Well, I think, like, so I'm putting on the gorilla head. I'm like, I think watching you put on a gorilla costume probably ticks off something surprising for me. So put the mask on.
Fantastic.
So we're gorillas in the woods now.
Mm-hmm. What's your next step?
What do you want to do? We could go scare some campers. We could...
If we start scaring people, they're also going to tick off something surprising. We could lose it.
So, look, Ollie, I...
Just be in gorilla costumes for no reason.
I'm more than happy to follow your lead here, but you're going to have to talk me through what you want to do. If you want to win the scavenger hunt while we're dressed as gorillas, I mean, that is funny.
Is there a prize?
Yeah, that you were told by Monk that there was a prize for the winner.
But we also just need to tick stuff off, so I reckon we could probably just tick all of that and run back.
Yeah, no one's checking.
It just wouldn't feel like winning. No, you're right. Let's go scare some people, and if we happen to find a pine cone and animal tracks in a nest... So be it.
I stamp a couple of times and then I just point.
Tick it off.
Is that...
Man is an animal.
Gorilla is an animal.
If I stumbled across that without any context, I would definitely count it. So right. I am.
Both of you can pretty quickly find the other people in the woods. Like the light is dipping, but you can still see the other people moving around. It's not darkness quite yet. You can see, I'll say, Mortimer and Snot. They're having some kind of argument in like a little bit of a clearing. They're probably the closest to you, but there are other kids all around if you'd like to seek out other campers.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
We climb a tree.
Genius.
And then we start screaming.
Okay, I'll get your body.
Different trees, though.
Body force.
And rustle as much as possible. The rustling will put everyone on edge, and then the screaming will put everyone panic mode.
In hell.
Is it body force?
Yes, please.
4-1.
And 4-2 for me.
Nice. You can buy an extra thing, I think. So,
who was that to?
A brick. Holly, you managed to climb your tree with no issue. You kind of find yourself on like a thick kind of overhanging branch. It's like overhanging directly above Mort and Snot.
And is it, is there a nest up here?
Huh?
Can I see any nests in the tree?
let's go. I know what that roll is. No, there's no nests in this tree.
Damn.
There are pine cones.
Oh, yep.
It's a pine tree.
Do you reckon that anthill counted as a nest?
If you want to.
Yeah, I reckon. Okay. Oh my God, we won. I can't wait to tell you.
My favorite thing is when they're like, what was this, something surprising? And you're like, we rocked these gorilla costumes. You can buy an extra effect with your roll, so you can give a success to another kid, not really necessary. Holly's up there. Impress, frighten, or humiliate. You can pin an opponent. You can rob an opponent as you tackle them or whatever, land on them. You can knock your opponent unconscious. You don't need to roll to overcome the exact same trouble in the future, or you can avoid collateral damage. Or you can, you don't have to take any of them if none of them seem relevant to.
Sorry, can I know this is annoying, but can I grab the first one again?
Give a success to another kid.
Yeah, I reckon I'll take that.
Okay. Well, in that case, would you like to do any of, he's given you some, you can get an extra effect. Would you, Holly, like to impress, frighten, or humiliate, pin an opponent, any of these?
I would love to.
Frighten or humiliate? Because I feel like you've got a rival in this camp.
Yeah.
I'm kind of dating a friend, so I'm trying to stay out of it, but.
What if, could I?
Can't be hung for association. That's my logic.
What if we're both scary, but I make her shit herself?
Okay, you are.
And I go for humiliate.
Wow. You are currently over the top of Snot and Mortimer. So you're not really anywhere near Wendy. You can make Mort shit himself. That seems way crueler.
That seems mean. I don't want Mort to shit himself.
You could scare him.
That's not a zero's chance, no. As it is.
You could scare Mort. Like, you could make this genuinely really frightening for him. It'll already be pretty scary.
No, because then he'll shit. No, is there nothing I can do for...
Well, water? Just not on this roll. You're just not close to them. You could
call it water.
A water Callahan. No, you're not close to Wendy, or you could get down from the tree and go find them to scare, but you're just currently over Mort and Snot.
What was the other options besides the familiar and friend?
So you could pin your opponent. So you could drop down and pin Mort to the ground. You could take something from your opponent. You don't need to roll to overcome this exact same trouble in the future. So if you need to climb a tree again.
Okay, I'll take that one.
All right, fantastic. All right.
I'm a tree climber now.
Beautiful.
I'm good at it. I figured it out. And in gorilla suit, which is like hard mode. Yeah,
very impressive. You do not have much in the way. You got kind of blinkers on at the moment. The two of you managed to climb. You're both at the top of the tree over Mort and Snot. Mort and Snot seem to be having some argument. Mort's got his fingers in his ears like, stop talking about it. I don't want to hear it. Stop talking about it. That's not something I'm interested in. I don't want to. I'm not concerned. And Snot's like, come on, no. Let me tell you the purple. And that's kind of the discussion they're having. It seems like Mort's not interested. Poor Mort. He's been foisted off on the worst guy at camp.
Poor Snot. He's been foisted off on the worst guy at camp.
Yeah, it's
second worst.
Second worst.
Your worse. Freak's worse than my freak.
I wish I was within earshot so I could have heard that.
The two of you are in trees above Mort and Snot.
Way easier to shake.
Yeah, Mort's hard to shake. That is annoying.
I don't want to shake my freak. Snot deserves shaking. Yeah, my freak, I just want better for him.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I mean, if you want better for him, be the change you want to see in the world.
No.
Yeah, see? Having a freak sucks.
Yeah, you got to get rid of your freak somehow.
I'm trying to ditch my freak.
Well, our freaks found each other, and that's nice.
Yeah,
it's not nice.
They hate
our
each
freaks
other,
are
but...
making each other freakier.
Maybe Mort could be a little more horny, and Snots could be a little less horny.
That would be good for the two of them, I think you're right. Okay.
All right, hanging in the trees.
It's good to have the discussion across two trees as gorillas.
Maybe as you're up there.
Yeah, we're up there, you're like, I could probably make someone shit themselves with fear. If I do it to Mort, it's going to feel like a crime. I'm like, yeah, I mean.
I probably would. Yeah.
You can make Snot shit himself if you want.
I mean, I could just make Snot shit himself, but that doesn't feel like enough.
Actually, I mean, you could try and scare him unhorny.
Could I remove the horn from him?
Scare the horn right out of him. He'll be a different guy.
He'll just be a stump, no more horn.
What do you imagine that looks like?
Well, he's constantly talking about purple.
Yeah.
So, like, the last thing he's got on his mind is underwear colors.
Yeah.
And if you scare
the last thing he's expecting is a gorilla falling out of the sky. What's your plan? Are you going to just shake the branches first to scare them? What's the plan here?
Maybe, or do you want to just keep going through the trees like actual gorillas and try and scare someone else?
Do we reckon we could?
You don't need to roll for it. You'll just get success.
Oh, yeah,
that,
absolutely, yeah.
So you will need to roll for it. Okay, you leave Mort and Snot to their argument.
Yeah.
Okay, you... Oh, thank God. You are...
Sorry, just with the argument, did it seem like that Snots was getting through to Mort? No, Mort was getting through to Snot?
No. They were just kind of like circling each other, yelling. You could see as well their scavenger hunt sheet. Everything's unticked. This conversation clearly started the moment they entered in the woods and they just haven't had time. Okay, you've moved, I'd say, like a couple of trees away from Mort and Snot.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of in the woods, though. You can't really find... And you can't see anybody specific at the moment. I'll make another roll for... you're lucky. You keep on just getting by the skin of your teeth, climbing through the trees. You obviously don't need to. Are you seeking out anybody in particular?
Well, I feel like that, are you looking for Wendy?
I'm looking for Wendy. Okay. You're probably avoiding Wendy because of the shower of it all.
Just hanging out.
Okay. You...
I just think it's funny that we're moving through trees dressed as gorillas. I'm finding humor in the whole situation, I think.
You find Wendy and you also get to buy an extra effect.
Oh!
You get to ask two of these questions to me.
Yes.
Which is very funny. Where is it? Presumably, where is Wendy? What threats can I perceive? How can I get into / out of / past something? What's happened here? What does it mean? What is hidden here and where is it? Some of these obviously not relevant to the situation.
Hitting her
does
with...
it have to be to this situation or can I ask these about the military base?
I would say you would have to be investigating the military base to ask these about the military base. They would have to be on a roll to investigate them. You can ask these about Wendy and...
Roger.
Okay, how could I...
It's actually Wendy and...
Oh, it's Shara.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So...
yeah.
I imagine we're going through the trees and I've just realized who's the, and then just like stop moving through the tree for a second just to turn to you, Holly. Don't hurt her.
Could my how do I get past question?
Yeah.
If I were to ask that, could I ask how it would be possible for me to scare the shit out of Wendy and for Shara to never even catch wind?
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll say that you could do that. I'll say that the way you could do it is if you... So Wendy and Shara are currently just like standing in a little clearing by a really tall oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
And if you manage to like distract Wendy so that she came around the back of the oak tree away from Shara, you could get her without Shara noticing.
Okay.
Alternatively, I could try and lure Shara somewhere else.
Yeah.
But then...
Separating them is the key.
The... jig will be up.
You will be dressed like a girl.
Dressed as a gorilla.
Which is really, like, that's like, you know, trying to keep your cool as a 14-year-old boy. Being dressed like a gorilla,
okay.
Difficult to explain away.
Can I ask where is it, meaning where is it the distraction that will distract Wendy?
Okay, yeah, all right, fair enough. I'll say that you can, you know Wendy will be really interested in winning. So if you get, like, a pine cone or anything on the scavenger hunt, you know, maybe if you make her aware of it somehow, say like a pine cone or a nest or something like that, then that would probably distract her and get her away.
Okay. Can I make little...
Oh, I'd make little bird noises.
And then like rustle the tree a little bit?
Okay. You make exactly the sounds of like, it's like perfect bird song. You're almost, you're impressed, Brick.
Always said you have perfect pitch.
And Wendy... who is maybe in the middle of explaining something to Shara, is like, oh my God, do you hear that? Shut up. Right. And then she gets down really low and goes around the back of the oak tree to where you are.
Okay.
Operation Make Wendy Shit Her Pants is in action. Is that what's happening?
You're going to surprise Wendy?
What I would like to do is...
I would say as well, by this point, it's gotten quite dark. Like you're full on into... Evening is basically like on the horizon where you can see it. There's just that rim of pink. But otherwise, it's basically nighttime.
I would like to wrap my legs firmly around the trunk of the branch that I'm sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to swing down so that I am swinging upside down, hopefully face level with Wendy.
Like you're Spider-Man kissing her, kind of.
Yeah, but I want to go...
ape scream. Yeah.
No. It's so scary. All right. We'll call that Charm Heart. Would you like to...
Yeah. That's Big Charm Heart.
Yeah, that's Charm Heart. That's Charm Heart.
Would you like to use anything to make it, you know, like, would you like to, you've already used your pride. So
and I'll also pull out a gun. No, I don't have a gun.
If you use your knife, you will get a bonus.
No, that's, you can't, I feel like that's almost.
Threaten a child with a knife dressed like a gorilla. That's not allowed. Oh, no.
What's happened?
You flip down and you are face to face with Wendy Callahan. You are
looking her in her eyes. She's looking you in your eyes. And there's a brief moment where you think she's about to scream because she's seen you. And then, and you notice this too, Brick, and so does Shara, and so does every other kid at Camp Hummingbird. The ground rumbles. The sky illuminates like it's daytime for a brief second. And then there's like a big pregnant pause where like you and Wendy are still like face to face, but she seems so shocked by everything else that's going on. She doesn't even really register that you're a gorilla. And then there's another as the ground shakes again. And then Wendy screams, but it seems like you don't know if she's screaming because you're dressed like a gorilla or if she's screaming because something huge just happened.
I just join in. If she starts screaming, I'm just like, oh!
Wendy runs, grabs Shara. You can hear her being like, oh, light in the sky. I think it's her gorilla. They start gunning it back to camp. You can see there's a stream of kids gunning it back to camp as well. Everybody seems very unsure and shocked by what just happened.
That's not fair.
You kind of got scare-cocked a little bit.
We got scucked.
I've taken off my mask now. I'm just like holding. I'm like, ditch the costumes back to camp.
You don't want to check out what that was?
Ditch the costumes, go towards the noise.
I rip my head off. I hang it in the tree so that I may scare her again.
It's really hard to determine. Like the rumble was from all around you and the light in the sky, the like flash of light in the sky also was kind of all around you. But you can head to the military base if you want. You just don't know specifically if that's where the rumble was coming from. Like no. It didn't sound like it was coming specifically from the military base.
But surely, right?
Well, I mean, like,
it's a military base. The emus couldn't do that. If I'm thinking of the two weird things that are occurring at this moment, I don't think the emus did that.
Do we, Holly, do you have a torch or something?
No, it is pitch black as well.
I do not.
All right, so how about?
You're also, I would say, if you're trying to find your way back, like you're trying to find your way to the military base, you all rolled pretty terribly like three times in a row. You're kind of a bit lost.
Oh no, is it scary now?
Yeah, it's dark. You can hear the kind of like hoot of like barn owls and the creak of crickets.
All right, so I can sense. Yeah, I put my arm around Holly. I'm like, it's all right. We're still together. It's going to be fine. We'll just follow the same way that all the kids went. We can come back when we're equipped with some light.
Yeah, that's smart.
And it's a good idea to build an alibi anyway. And I like rub your arm.
All right. Yeah, let's just ditch the rest of the gorilla costumes too.
Okay. You ditch the gorilla costumes just like by the tree or whatever, and you head back to camp. When you arrive back at camp, the bonfire in the middle of camp has been lit, mm-hmm. and it's kind of got this wonderful warmth emanating off it as the day gets longer and it gets kind of colder toward the night.
In a moment of stupidity, I turn to Holly and I'm like, couldn't have been that, right?
I stare at you as though... No, you can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. Then I've got no one here.
You can't do this.
Oh, wait. No, that... Sorry.
It was like look, it was daytime. How light do you think a fire is?
Look, I know we've discussed boy brain and it's new to you, but this is just how I live my life 24/7. It's a real uphill battle and I understand.
Trying to get past the stupidity at the corners of my mind every day. So,
like, no corners. It's
Holly,
so smooth.
For you, your thoughts are like running a sprint. For me, it's hurdles. Every individual thought could potentially trip me up. Anyway,
that sounds hard, Brick.
Yeah. Look, let's go back to our room. Talk to a few people, create some witnesses.
Clever. Good move. You arrive back at the like main camp area. And like I said, the bonfire is lit. It's roaring. And pretty much all the kids have gathered around it. And the three camp counselors, Peg, Monk, and Becca, as well as Jimmy Cricket, are kind of like standing in front of the campfire. And they're clearly talking to the kids. You've kind of come in halfway through because you spent a lot of time fucking around in the woods.
That doesn't sound like us.
That doesn't sound like us at all.
Jimmy Cricket's like, we don't quite know what's exactly happening, but everything seems safe for the moment. There's no fire. We're checking with the two fire towers in this area, Shawnee Forest. Doesn't seem like there's any fire. Seems like everything's okay for the moment, but we are going to have to cut activity short. There'll be that's going to be it for the day. We're going to get everybody to go back to your camps, back to your cabins, and we'll see you in the morning for breakfast. Okay, he kind of like turns to the other counselors. Is there anything else? The counselors shake their heads. Okay, sorry, kids, we got to wrap things up, but everything should be all right. Everything seems safe.
And then he gets down out of the front of the bonfire and he disappears back into the administrative building. And the counselors start kind of like walking the various campus to their cabins.
Hey, Becca.
Becca comes over to the two of you.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. You kids all right? She says.
Yeah.
I just
wanted to check because of like what happened earlier today.
Yeah.
Do you think this has something to do with that military base?
I wouldn't know. Nobody's sure.
No one's saying anything.
Nobody. Well, all we saw is that we felt the rumble and the flash in the sky. Some of us think maybe it was lightning.
Yeah.
There's no clouds.
Lightning doesn't look like that.
Yeah, we don't know where we're currently in contact. We're going to figure it out. You kids, don't worry. Don't get too stressed. Just go to your cabins and everything should be fine in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Also, never mind. Actually.
Okay, all right. Good luck, kids. Yeah?
Wait.
Holly?
I'm a bit frightened.
Oh.
Do you reckon you've got a spare flashlight?
You didn't bring a flashlight with you to camp, she says.
No. Yes, I did. No.
Okay, I'll see if I can find you one, all right?
Thank you.
Just sit tight here.
She leaves the two of you there. Shara,
hey, Holly, don't you think it's pretty fucked up, now that I actually think about it, that we were doing a scavenger hunt in the woods at night, and it was a planned activity. And there was just no lights, and they had no plans, and we didn't have torches. Just something I've just been thinking about on the walk back.
It's also funny the emus were loose. They were going off.
It's fun to think that maybe this camp...
Maybe it was supposed to be scary.
That's true. It didn't work, but...
Yeah, well, I wasn't only... scared at all.
You were the only scary things out there as children dressed like gorillas. After, I'd say, like 5 minutes, Becky comes back, and she's got like a small, brightly colored torch. She gives it to you. Like the torch itself, the metal it's made of is brightly colored. Let's say it's bright green.
Oh, hell yeah.
The light itself is not.
Thanks, Becca.
That's okay. All right. You kids... You always know
how to look after us, Becca. And yeah. I really appreciate it.
Gee, you too. You too are so kind to me. Okay. Don't get in any trouble now.
Wouldn't know how.
Okay. She leaves. I would say Shara arrives back at your cabin at around this time.
Shara, you okay?
Yeah, I was with Wendy and Roger, but... Are you guys okay?
Yeah, we...
Wendy was screaming and yelling. She said she saw a gorilla.
A gorilla?
She's so weird. No offense, but she's weird,
right?
Let's
roll for that.
a gorilla in the woods?
Oh, boy! You got 3 successes. God damn it. Shara, sorry, is just... There's nothing... Okay, would you like to any extra effects... She keeps believing you, formed a lasting relationship, take risks to help you, persuade others to believe you, frightened, confused, or persuade others to believe you. All right.
Yeah, yes. I should have used my words rather than just clicking and pointing at you. But that's the kind of guy I am.
Bingo!
Okay, and then I'll roll as well for...
Yeah, whoa.
She doesn't seem to believe you, Holly, but I mean, she's so enamored with Brick that like... It doesn't even matter.
I'll accept it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she's weird or anything, but it does seem a little silly to think that there's a gorilla in the woods.
Look, I know she's a really good friend.
Yeah.
And like, she must be under a lot of stress. I really do think something with her and Roger is going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
And she's clearly, like, her mind's all over the place. It might have just been a shadow or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was scary. It was dark. We didn't have torches or anything.
Yeah. We were just discussing that.
Yeah, really strange. And with the emus as well, like, I don't think it was really safe in the forest.
Well, it does make camp more fun knowing that there's pretty much no rules. And, Char, that actually reminds me. What are you doing later tonight?
Well, I was just going to go to bed like normally, but like, what are you thinking?
I mean, you can go to bed. We're not.
What are you two going to do?
We're going to take this flashlight here.
And, you know, got to get to the bottom of what was happening, Shara.
No one else is doing anything about it.
All right. Well, I mean, she's so infatuated with you, you almost don't need to roll really
at
this point.
Basically, would she want to come with or...
You can see, like, flashing over her face, there's, like, a bit of reluctance because she, despite being kind of part of the bully group, is a good kid, but she's so...
You say we're not good kids?
What?
I'd say you're actively bad children.
Fuck.
That's fucked up.
So you can see there's, like, a reluctance on her face, but she's so mad.
Sugar wouldn't melt in our mouths.
Yeah, because we're so cool.
Ice cold.
She's so madly in love with you that she's just going to go along with
it. I reckon this is going to be a problem for me in the future, but I'm not worried about it now.
That's not now, baby!
When camp ends, dude. I mean, like, summer romances last as long as the summer, but still.
Well, she hasn't asked how I feel yet, so we're yeah. okay.
I don't think she... yeah, yeah. The longer she doesn't ask that, the happier she'll be.
Are you in the cabin now, or are you still on the porch?
Well,
I imagine we went into the cabin because okay. we need a... I'm gathering supplies.
No worries.
Smart. This... I wouldn't have thought to do that, son. Glad I'm with you,
Holly. You were your loose, torchless...
No, I would have grabbed the torch and been like, yeah. let's go.
There's a knock on the cabin door. What would you like to do?
pretend you're asleep.
Holly, it's Peg, you can tell.
Yes? I go out to talk to Peg.
Hey, just I'm just checking. Are you okay?
Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Oh, like it's just crazy. Like, you know, this is my first time here at the summer camp and like nobody knows what's going on. I just thought I'd tell you, nobody knows what's going on.
Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, of course. Like the, you know, like I think everything's fine. I think you should be okay. But like the rumble and like we had a whole thing planned tonight. We were gonna tell you ghost stories, obviously, and we can't find the gorilla. We were going to scare you, kids. We had like these gorilla costumes. We were going to come out and scare you, but like, I don't know, they've gone missing. But like, yes, yeah, so I think it's a shame we had to like cut everything short, but I think everything's going to be okay. We're like on the phone, like Jimmy's on the phone to, you know, like local authorities just to check what's happening. But I think I just wanted to reassure you, she says.
Thank you. I mean, if the aim was to end the night with us scared, it still happened.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, there's a difference between, like, you know, fake scary and then whatever this was.
Yeah, are you okay?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I mean, like, I get to spend more time with Monk, so, like, it's not a... Shut up, Holly.
I won't.
All right, I just wanted to make sure. And Brick and Char, they're okay, too?
Oh, I think they're very fine.
Yeah, Holly. All right, she tussles your hair. All right, I'll see you around, kid.
Can I give her a hug?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get rid of your condition.
Hell yeah, I'm not upset anymore.
Yeah, that's been simmering in you all day, I guess.
I've just been upset all day. I've been a little bit grumpy and all my steps have been stomps.